Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović for Fred Film Radio. I'm at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Elma Tataragić, the head programmer here at the festival and all-around Sarajevo Festival woman. Hi, Elma.
Hi. Good to have you here.
How are you? How is this 20th anniversary edition going?
Actually, it's quite exhausting, but it's very beautiful. It's great to see so many people around, and it's interesting that we had guests coming even 2 days before the festival just to get ready and to get into the groove of the festival mood. So it's really great, yeah. It's incredible that it's been 20 years, actually, so it's quite strange because I was here from the beginning. But I'm so proud. I'm proud to be part of this festival. I'm, of course, proud to be one of the programmers here and proud to be part of the team.
So 20 years ago, what did you start out doing?
Well, I even started earlier. We had the Obal Arts Center, the association actually who is behind the festival, was organizing different cultural events in the besieged city during the war. So we organized different exhibitions. And at one point, we also had a war cinema from 93. And at one point, we decided to make a film department. So I started working as somebody who knew English. I was a girl, a 16-year-old girl, so I started working as just to help around with the guests who were coming. But then I very quickly started working for the film department with my colleagues, and we organized the review of Locarno Film Festival, Edinburgh Film Festival, French Film Week, and such events.
This was during the war?
All during the war, and then there was this crazy idea to organize a film festival. And end of 94, beginning of 95, we decided to make the film festival, and we made it. And the first edition of the festival was actually during the war in the besieged city, and it was quite difficult to get our guests here, but we still had very interesting guests like Leo Carax and Milcho Manchevski. Alfonso Cuarón was here with his first film, Little Princess, and that actually was the beginning of the children's program, because it was like the first time during the war that we have shown a children's film for 800 kids, and actually for them it was the first cinema experience, because those were the kids who actually grew up in the war. So those were interesting days, but the festival is much more different now in the city.
What is your, now 20 years later, what is the criteria that you look for when you're programming the main section and the sidebar sections?
I'm one of the people who is responsible for the regional cinemas, because our profile is regional cinemas, the 20 countries that we are covering. So basically all the way around, I'm going around and watching films from these parts of the world, but not only, of course, other films as well, but particularly for these programs covering the region. Well, I'm looking for a good film. We are an audience-orientated festival, so we are trying, and we have our loyal audience coming every evening watching the films in the competition. I have to think about audience, but also I'm looking for new voices, new tendencies, new approaches to cinema, new ideas, anything which is kind of undiscovered. We really want to be a festival of new discoveries and new people, and that is exactly why we have spread out the red carpet for the regional filmmakers and for this program in particular.
What are some of the new voices of this year's competition program?
It's quite exciting. This year's competition program is really quite exciting. We have the world premieres of Erol Mintas, a debut feature film, Song of My Mother. It's a Turkish film, beautiful Turkish film, about belonging, about identity, about displacement. All the themes that most of the people here in Sarajevo can really relate to, but even wider than that. We also have another Turkish filmmaker, Kutlu Gataman, who actually is a very prominent artist, who is here with his new film, The Lamp. It's interesting that we also have two films from Georgia. Georgia is one of the new territories we have included last year. And last year we had the Georgian film won the main prize. And this year we have two Georgian films in competition, both films, debut feature films, very very interesting films. One of them is a world premiere. It's called I'm Beso. And they're all quite beautiful films. What's interesting, in general, I don't want to talk about each particular film. What's interesting is that this year, for example, not many films are dealing directly about war, which is quite different than the previous years. It seems that the filmmakers are moving a little bit to other issues and other problems. And most of the films are about identity and belonging in one way or another. We also have an incredible film from Greece, Greece called A Blast. That is quite interesting, very different approach to cinema. For the past years, Greece has become very famous for their absurd film, but this is different. This is like a new voice of anarchic cinema, punk cinema in Greece. So it's quite exciting. Filmmakers are all here, the actors, actresses, producers. We're having loads of fun, and I hope they will also do some business as well.
Fred Film Radio is here as a media partner to the industry section, and I can't help but notice just how strong the industry aspect is as well here. It seems between the programming of the regional, you know, regional films and all the industry initiatives with Cinelink, with Talent Sarajevo, with the Works in Progress, with the event premieres even. And I spoke with Jovan Marjanović about this, just how much of a network has been created from here. And it's all the more impressive considering that it came from this city, from this country, which suffered the most in the war. It's amazing what you've done and what these past 20 years have been and have created for this region.
It's quite impressive, I'm not saying just 20 years and even less, to have a market which is like one of the most important markets, not only in Europe, but in the world. When we decided to promote at that time what was called the regional program, and which was shown in a small cinema across the river, in our, of course, main cinema, but a small cinema comparing to where we're showing films now. When we decided to promote this program into the competition, we were quite aware of the fact that we need a platform for development and for support of new projects and new filmmakers coming up. When I say filmmakers, I don't only mean directors, but I particularly mean producers who were quite lost during these 90s, where it doesn't matter, some countries went through a war, but all of the countries that we are covering went through a transition which still is going on, and all of the countries are in big crisis. So we decided that we could use this void and become a center for the filmmakers, not only for promoting the films that they already have produced, but also helping them get in contact with partners, helping them network, helping them, you know, spread their ideas, and helping them, put their projects up on feet. It's incredible that today our industry, with all its segments, really grew up into something quite important. And that is also a very important part and very important for our competition program. Without that, our competition program would not have the full meaning, because we would only be a review promotional film festival, which is just not enough, especially in this region. This region is quite dynamic. Things are happening and things are changing quite fast. 4 years ago, there were no Georgian films anywhere. Today, it's like a boom of Georgian cinema. 10 years ago, the region was nowhere, and then suddenly, of course, with the Romanian film and the Romanian New Wave, it suddenly burst into something very important, and now we have filmmakers coming from these parts of the world who are like the main filmmakers in the world, with Nuri Bilge Ceylan, with Dani Stanović, Jasmin Lajbanić, Kristi Puju, Christian Mungiu, just to name a few of very important names. It's a dynamic, it's an interesting place. There are incredible ideas coming, because we have lived through so much in this region, and it's quite great to see all the sales agents here, film festivals representatives, film funds coming here looking for new projects. We spend quite a lot of time picking up these projects, reading the scripts, discovering new people, spreading the word, because we really want Sarajevo to be home for everyone in the film industry.
Before I ask you a last question about the future, I did want to ask you about the past. Just out of curiosity, how did you get filmmakers and participants here during the war?
Oh, well, through the incredible ways, actually. They came either with the help of certain, like, for example, with André Malraux, the French cultural institution, helped us a lot, for example, bring Leo Carax. But he didn't, of course, come by plane. He came by a special car. He had to change three cars in order to come to Sarajevo. Some of them came through tunnel, and some of them left through the tunnel. It was quite incredible, and I think those people who came were quite brave. And it's a great opportunity to thank them all for being with us from the beginning.
Yeah, I was going to say, they really are friends of Sarajevo.
They really are, and they've been back. They've been back to Sarajevo. For example, Marco Miller was actually the person who was the artistic director of our first film festival, and he opened the first film festival, and he helped us. He curated the program, and he helped us bring some of the filmmakers and the films here. And then he was coming, of course, for many times, but this year he was back again for the opening, and he was there in the audience with our other guests, and it was great. It's like a big, big family. I think that's what also guests can relate to. We really try to make our guests feel that this is really their home, because it is.
Speaking for myself, it feels like it.
Great.
It really does. So last question. Where would you like to see the Sarajevo Film Festival 20 years from now, or even 10 years from now? What do you think is the direction that is necessary to take now?
Well, we have to continue developing all the different sections which we have included. We have now a new initiative which came out from our Sarajevo City of Film. Now we have the Sarajevo City of Film Fund, which will absolutely change the way the films are produced, and it will help filmmakers produce their films and make their films faster. The connections we are making with Mexico, with Doha, with India, and with many other countries, it's quite important. We should not be slaves only to the region. We should support the region. Of course, we are absolutely identified by the fact that we are profiled by the region, but we must bring in new energies, new talents, new know-hows. So I see ourselves as a big regional but also international film festival, with more and more films, with more and more filmmakers coming here and promoting cinema as the most beautiful way of communicating, for me at least.
Yeah, I like that you said you talked about India. And when I was talking to Jovan, he mentioned India and Turkey, a lot of these countries that are emerging as far as the West is concerned. But it's also interesting, precisely because the West doesn't always take them into consideration that much, I think it's great to create some kind of interaction and co-productions and exchanges with these countries. People have looked often to the West, not so much to the East for...
I think Sarajevo is a perfect place for that. We are somewhere in between. So I think it's good that we are turning around ourselves to our left, to our right, forward and back, to see what else is around. Also, I think one of the ways we will develop our program is, of course, following the new technologies and the new tendencies. We have to be aware of the new audiences coming up and the way they are watching films and how to include them into the program, into the film festival. I think it will be exciting next 5, 10, 20, I don't know how many years. Hopefully.
Thank you so much, Elma. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming, and hope you enjoy yourself.
I am, and I will. This is Natasha Sinjanović. I've been talking to Elma Tataragić, the head programmer here at the Sarajevo Film Festival, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.